From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats as they sped toward the American warship at the entrance to the Persian Gulf Sunday. A U.S. defense spokesman said the group of four fast-attack boats operated by the Iran Revolutionary Guard ignored multiple attempts to warn them away by the USS Mann, including use of flares, a siren, flashing lights, and a ship's whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
These types of actions are certainly concerning and certainly risk escalating tensions. And it is our view that we should look for ways to de-escalate tensions, not unnecessarily escalate them.
The Pentagon said radio communication with the Iranian vessels failed to slow them down. Another similar incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast attack craft approached two U.S. warships. West African leaders Monday said they'll return to Gambia Wednesday to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step down when his mandate expires January 18th. President-elect Adama Barrow is to take power following a December 1st election that Mr. Jammeh originally acknowledged that he lost, but then reversed course, citing widespread errors and demanding a new election. Jeffrey Onyema, the Nigerian Foreign Affairs Secretary, said the leaders of Nigeria, Liberia, and Ghana will make the trip.
They agreed on their determination to resolve the Gambian political crisis in a manner that at every step of the way conforms with the constitution of the Gambia and respects the will of the people of Gambia.
A previous effort at mediation by the West Africa bloc ECOWAS was spurned. The group has not ruled out military intervention. This is VOA News.